says, Vayera Elav Hashem Behunei Mamrei, Hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'ol Kechom Hayom. You know that Avram Avinu underwent Milah, and Hashem visited him in Elav Mamrei. So Rashi says, why did Hashem visit him in Elav Mamrei, in the place of that belonged to Mamrei? Rashi says, "Who should not from the Eitza al Hamila?" This Mamre was the one who gave Abraham the Eitza to go through with the Bris Mila. So that's why Hashem, who was coming to visit Abraham Avinu from the Bris Mila, he went to saw him in his kelim. So the question that everyone asks, and there are 500 tevutzim in this question at least, is why did Avram Avinu need an Eitza from Mamre? Hashem sent Avram to do Mila, so he only does it because his pal Mamre says that you should go along with it. I mean, it's very, very strange, right? And there are loads of tevutzim on this kasha. And every year you could probably discuss another tariff to this kasha. Why does he need the Eitza from Mamre? So I'd like to discuss with you a tariff that's given in some of the Sfarim, which is shtickle pilpul, but the yisod and the hashkafa that's going to come out is very important. Okay? So I'll tell you what it's brought down in the Sefer Kedushas Yontif, which is from the Satmar Sigurd dynasty. And he says a teretz, and he gives a pilpul. And I'm going to say the same teretz, which is a pilpul, but the yisod that I want to bring out is very much not a pilpul, and is very much nogeya to people's lives. We know from the Gemara in Sochim that there's a question, there's a whole sugya there. How are you supposed to make Birkas HaMitzvah? Do you say Hashem Kedushan Mitzvah Sov Tzivon Levi Eres HaChametz? Or do you say Hashem Kedushan Mitzvah Sov Tzivon Al Biyom Chametz? Do you say Hashem Kedushan Mitzvah Sov Tzivon L'Shmo Kol Shofar? Or Hashem Kedushan Mitzvah Sov Al? Do you make it Lev or Al? That's the question. Al Mikra Megillah or Likro HaMegillah? Right? That's the whole discussion. And then there's a whole discussion that we show them why some mitzvahs we make al achilas matzvah, al netilas lulav, but al mikra megillah, why some al, and but by shofar, we don't say al ha-shofar, we show you the shmol pol shofar. So what's al, why some al, and some of le, the whole discussion. So the pilpul is, that the Kedushas Yontif says, again, it's a pilpul, but again, something is going to come out of this pilpul. It's not going to be just some, pilpuls are fun to stam, but the purpose of this year is to give a hashkafa. So you know what he says? Shad and Rashi al derech a pilpul is that Avraham Avinu knew he was going to do me, and he had to make a bracha. And Avraham Avinu wasn't sure what bracha should he make. Should he make limol or limol as atzma or al hamila? So Mamre's eitza was what? Nosol lo eitza al hamila. That's the bracha you should make as a shem b'shalom b'tosav b'sivanu al hamila. Now what's the significance of that? So the Kedushas Yontif writes, Eilav Hashem Eilonu Meilam Peyush Rashi Nosol lo eitza al hamila. How come some brachas? So what's the yisod? So the Rosh says the mitzvah she'efshe lasos v'yidei shliach. Any mitzvah that you don't have to do yourself, you can do it al yidei shliach. So it shows that it's not your action. In other words, your action is not so important. It's that the mitzvah be done. So even al yidei shliach, he mevarach ba'al. Al mitzvah shehu ta'atzmo tzarech la'asosa tzarech mevarach b'lamed. Like, for example, tefillin. L'haniach tefillin. Based on the shliach. Right? Because you have to do it yourself. You can't get a shliach to do it for you. Ba'al. So therefore, we make the bracha al hamilah. We don't make a bracha lomul because milah can be done al yidei shliach. So what was the suffix of Amar Avinu? So this is a real filter. Because there's a chakira that the Parashas Drachim has. Parashas Drachim is a mamish of filter sefer. It's the most filter sefer you can get. It's written by the Mishnah Lamelech. It's an unbelievable sefer. It's pure filter. So he has one famous piece, is what's the status of the Ovos before Matan Torah? Do you treat the Ovos like what? Like Jews, or do you treat them like B'nai Noach? That's the discussion. So we know that by Goyim don't have a din Shliach. Right? Shlichus is only a din by Yisrael. So if Avraham Avinu what had a din Israel, so then he can make what? Al Hamilah, because it's a mitzvah that you can do all Yidei Shliach. But if he had it did only a Ben Noah, so then he had to do it himself. He couldn't do it all Yidei Shliach, so then it's a lift. And that's the discussion. So that's what he gave him an Eitzah, that to treat himself like a Yisrael, and therefore. And therefore, he can make the bracha of Al. Okay, and that's the discussion. So I want to say differently. I want to say, okay, I'm not so much concerned about the Avos. That's Stam. You can, okay, with the Avos had with Israel, with the Avos had with Noah. That's Stam, an interesting discussion. It's not so much Nafkamina, because we're already past the Avos. We're holding by post-Matan Torah. We're Jews, so it's a nice, interesting discussion whether what was the status of the Avos. But bottom line is, we learn from the Avos what we learn, Muslim and things like that. And I want to say like this. What's Pshat he gave him mitzvah al hamilah? He said, what's the difference between Le and Al? So besides what the Rush says, Le is going on the action. Lehaniach tefillin, lomul, it's going on the action. Al is on the result. So what Mamre was telling him is that you should realize that the mitzvah of milah is not only a mitzvah of an action. Like here, place, I ate matzah, I did an action. Milah is an action, but the ikar of the mitzvah of milah is not so much the action. The ikar of the mitzvah of milah is the result. So now you are a person who on your body there's an osbris kodesh that you're a yid. So you gotta have to do an action to get to it. But the ikar of milah is the result of yirimu. Not so much the action. And therefore that's what he was telling him, that the ikar mitzvah is the result, so therefore you make it al hamilah, meaning on the status of being gemalt. Not on the Maisa of Lomo. And there, this idea is a famous tshuva. Take a look in the Marach or Zeruah. That's the Zeruah's son, the Chaim or Zeruah, where he writes this idea that by Mila, the Iker of Mila is not the Maisa. First word line is Tzitzis. Second word on the line. Ela kol hani Iker mitzvah zu ein asiya. In other words, a lot of things, the ikar mitzvah is not the action, it's the result. And in his raya, because he's a famous chazal, David HaMelech was in the bathhouse, and he doesn't have his clothing on, and he didn't have his tefillin on, and he's mitzdayer, that he wasn't doing any mitzvahs until he saw the milah. So if the mitzvah milah is just the asiyah, he wasn't doing an asiyah milah, so what was his is nechama that he was osek in mila, because the ikar mitzvah of mila is the result. Oh. And I think, so let me tell you a deeper point now. Words like this. A lot of times in life, we have issues to deal with. And sometimes we don't always deal with these issues. And therefore, we let them linger. And then when it comes important, like we're ready to go on in life, we never dealt with those old issues, and they hinder. So that's what Mila is about, because there's a famous tshuva of Rabbi Kivega. You know, this is the famous tshuva of Rabbi Kivega, page 8. Rabbi Kivega has the following tshuva. Listen to the shayla. There was a kid who was born as a yosom. There was a time that he was born, his father already passed away. And his grandfather was going to be the moel. But the now the question is, who should make the bracha of lachniso bebriso? Usually at a regular bris, the father makes, the moel makes shekel tshalom b'tzolah selva ahor mila, and then right away, the father makes the bracha of lachniso bebriso shel Avraham Avinu. The question is, who's going to make, so normally, there's no father, so the tzaddik will make it. But here, the grandfather said he wants to make it. And the other people said, no, the tzaddik should make it, because that's what it says in the Ramah, that if the father's not there, then the tzaddik makes it. So who wins out here? The grandfather, who's the moel, he said, I should make the bracha of lachniso, because there's no father. And the tzaddik said, I should make it, because the Ramah says, no father is a tzaddik. So they asked Rabbi Kivega, who's right? So Rabbi Kivega said, it's true that the Ramah says there's no father, the tzaddik makes it. But that's only if the moel is some strange person. But if the moel is the grandfather, then he takes precedence over the tzaddik. Look at the bottom left corner. Yesh lo menzel b'mol ba'alma. Ba'alvi ha'av, delo shaytis in ha'bracha yosem. Why? So why is that? Why does the grandfather have a more of a shaytis? So he says like this. He says because the grandfather has, if the father's not there, the grandfather has a chiyuv to teach his grandson Torah. Vodatam levanecha levnei vanecha. He has a chiyuv to teach his grandson Torah. And Kli Yakar in the Sefer Olos Ephraim, page 9, arrow on the left, on the right. The Bams Mila Tor Shechem Ladadi. Rosh Kol Shem Mila Chitzonis Yisibel Mila Klimus. Sheimol Olos Lavavos Yech Kedri Libo Psukim Lavin Lahaski. Mean like this. When a person has an orla, that means he has a covering, a physical covering on his body. When the orla is removed, not only does the physical cover go off, but there's some spiritual impediment that also goes off. That because that this spiritual impediment goes off, it enables this kid to eventually learn Torah. But if he wouldn't have the orla removed, then the orla's halev would still be there, and that would hinder his learning of Torah. So says Rabbi Kivega, since Mila facilitates Talmud Torah, and since the grandfather has a chiyuv to teach his grandson Torah, so Mamela, the bracha of Lachniso, if the father's not there, the next person who should get it is the grandfather. And the Ramah that says the son that gets it, that's only if there's no grandfather around. But if the grandfather's around, he takes precedence. So what's the idea? What I said before. The mitzvah of Mila is not the mice of Mila alone. It's because you do the mitzvah of Mila. Mila is a problem. It's an impediment. It's an impediment that you have, a physical impediment, a spiritual impediment. But you know what? We deal with it on the eighth day. So then when he's ready to learn Torah, when he's whatever years he is, he's okay. So because Al Hamila means the status of being Gemal. So that's the idea, Rabosei. The idea is that Mila is a type of mitzvah which represents this idea that if you don't take care of a problem now, then it's going to haunt you later. Because if the father or grandfather is not going to take care of the problem now, then the son is not going to be able to learn way down when he's ready to learn. And that's a big yisum. And I want to show it to you in another place in the Parsha as well. This idea that if you don't take care of something now, even though right now the son is not learning Torah, you know, the son can't learn Torah now. So you say, well, you don't have to deal with it now. No, because if you don't deal with the issue now, then you're going to have problems later. There's a pasuk in Vayera by the Akedah. Says Bayom Hashlishi Vayisa Avram Aseinov Vayaras Amokom Meirochok. He sees the Mokom Meirochok. What is this Mokom? What is this Mokom? This is what? Har Hamoria. Right. So why is it called a Mokom? Why doesn't it say Vayaras Ahar Meirochok? Medrash says the following. On page 15. Vayaris ha-mochom me-rochom heich nira me-rochom melame she-betchila ha-yom-mochom al-mok Shem Shomer Kadosh Baruch Hu Lishros Chinos Olav Lasos Mikdash Amar Ein Derech Melech Lishkan Be'emet. He says it's not right that the Shechina should be in such a low place. Al Mokom Gavoh Mu'ula Mu'yupel Nir Lakol Mi'ar Ramos Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisbaruch Hesfius Ha'emet Shekapsu Tehorim L'Mokom Echa Lasos Mokom Hashechina L'fichach Nikter Ahar Ma'oriya. So the Medrash says that you know why he doesn't say Vayara Sahar? Because originally it was not a har. It's just that Avram Avinu said it's not right. But this is where the Shekhinah is going to be, and this is where the Arkadah is going to be, and it's such a lowly place, it has to become a har. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it into a har. So originally it was just Vayaras HaMokom, but Avram Avinu said it's not the covenant. So then Hashem made it into a har. So it's not. So originally it's just Vayaras HaMokom Merachom. Oh, so what's the significance? So the Chasam Sofer on page 18. Discusses the Yerushalmi. There's a famous Yerushalmi file page 7. Look at page 17 first. Tani Ram, works on Kumei Ramana Malamichal, and Nifa Tananim Lohar, Velo Gimish Lo Avdola. There was no har and no giva that the goyim didn't worship as avodah zarah. So the question is, if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built on a har, how are we going to find the har? Every har was worshipped. That's the question of the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi says, Al pi Navi, and in a Hanami. They had to get a Navi to find out if a certain place was fit. Because by right, every har was what? Was no good. Oh. So Chasim Sofer on page 18 writes the following. Bayaris Hamochame Rochum Shamadi Bekhoda Shakosi Shapuna. Rav Nosson Adler. Rav Nosson Adler was the Rebbe of the Chasim Sofer. So he said over this Rishalmi, and he says like this. What does the Pasuk say? We said, Vayaris Amokom Meirachom. So what did the Medrash say? That originally what? It wasn't a har. It just became a har then. What does the Pasuk say? Asher Yeomer Hayom Behar Hashem Yeroeh. That today it became a har. So he says that's the pshat. The pshat was the Har HaMoriah. Avram had to do something. You see, beforehand, it wasn't a har. So it wasn't used to be worshipped, because it wasn't a har. Once Avram made it a har, it was ready under his... He owned it. He kum his halak la'aretz, la'aretz la'aretz. So then you can't ask for something someone else owns. So the fact that it became a har today, and it wasn't a pre-existing har, that was enabled, and then the Navi was able to tell them years later which har it was. It wasn't pshat that the Navi was able to tell them which har was it. All the harim had avodah zarah worship. But this har was special because this har only became a har on the day of Avraham Avinu made it a har. On the day of the Akedah, that he made it into a har. And that moment, he owned Eretz Yisrael. So the Bimela, it's not going to be... It's not going to be Nessa. So if Avram Avinu wouldn't have taken care of this problem, of this issue, then there would be no place for to have a Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash should be on a har, and all the harim were worshipped already by the Goyim. So what Avram Avinu, even though he maybe didn't realize it, but his accomplishment was that he made it Hayom, Asher Yomer Hayom, Bahar Hashem Yeroeh. He made it into a har today. So Mamela, now, it wasn't worshipped beforehand because it wasn't a har yet. And anything in the future, it wouldn't matter if it would be worshipped because it was already his. And he came out the most of Dovah Shayna Shalom. So this is the same idea, I must say. That the idea of Hachana Le'osir, that there was an issue here, Avraham Avinu dealt. What was the proper makom for the Shechina to be Shora? But if he didn't deal with it now, this was, you know, in years before the Beis HaMikdash was coming, but he dealt with the issue then. And therefore, when the time came that there'd be a Beis HaMikdash, they just needed a Navi to find out which was that har that Avraham Avinu created miraculously and now doesn't have a problem of Avodah Zarah. But you know what? If he didn't deal with it early on, then it would have been a problem. Some of it could have been a solution, but it would have been a problem. Where are you going to build a Beis HaMikdash? Every har, so Yerushalmi says Al Pi Navi, but Rav Nosson Adler says, what does it mean Al Pi Navi? Al Pi Navi means that the Navi was able to tell which of all harim, there was one har that was still kosher. And that was the Hara Maria, because that wasn't a Har originally. And that's the Yisod of Osai. The Yisod is that we shouldn't push things off. Very simple. A person has a toothache, and he doesn't take care of it. So then, years later, it's gonna come back to haunt him. He has some issue. He has an issue dealing with a person in his family or something like that, or an emotional issue that has to be taken care of. And then it comes later in life when it's time to get married, and now it haunts him because he never dealt with it. He never dealt with it beforehand. But if you deal with it beforehand, so then when the time comes that you have to build a Beis HaMikdash, then the Har will be ready. The Har will be there. So that's the idea. That Avraham Avinu made the Har now. Because if the Har wouldn't have been there now, there would be no place to build the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. Because all the Harim had Avodah Zarah. So you deal with it now, and you have success later. And that's the biggest selling. Now, whatever issues people need to deal with in life, everyone has, no one's perfect, nothing is perfect. But we shouldn't neglect things. And the Akedah, also the famous word from the Vilna Gaon, is, which I put in the packet as well. The Medrash says, the Pasuk in Hosea, Yechayenu miyomayim. So the Medrash in Rashi's Rabbah quotes this pasuk, Yechayenu miyomayim, on the pasuk of Yom HaShlishi. He says, what's the idea, Yechayenu miyomayim? So the Vilna Gaon says like this. The Gemara says that we don't get schar from mitzvahs in this world. Schar mitzvah b'hayal malek. We get schar in the Olam Haba. But we do get schar for the hachana of the mitzvah. For the hachana of the mitzvah, we get schar in this world. For the mitzvah itself is so great, this world can't do just for the schar that we deserve for the actual mitzvah. So that we're going to get lost in love. So the Vilna Gaon says, that's chat in the Pasuk in Hosea. Yechayenu, where was the Akedah done? On the third day. The first 2 days were what? With the preparatory days, was walking to the Akedah. So Yechayenu, our chiyus in this world is when? Miyomayim. It's from the first 2 days. Because the first 2 days is not the Etzam HaMitzvah, it's the Achonah for Mitzvah. But the Achonah Mitzvah, you can get in this world. But by Yom HaShlishi, the third day, is Yikimenu V'nikti Elefon of Losi Bobo. And that's how the Vilna Gaon in the Kol Aliyahu, take a look on page 14, explains it. But that's the idea of Hachana. The Hachana, again, is Hachana, and that's the Iker of what Hashem said to the Goyim, when they wanted to get Schar in Olam Haba. You know the famous line that the Gemara has in Avodah Zarah, which I didn't bracket, but it's here on the Daf Gimel in Avodah Zarah in the fourth wide line. Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to the Goyim, who all of a sudden want to get Schar in Olam Haba, he says, too late. Mishat Tarach Be'erev Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos. Means if you don't cook on Erev Shabbos and you don't buy the food, there's nothing to eat on Shabbos. So that's what I'm trying to express over here. Mitzvah Mila is Tarach Be'erev Shabbos. Mitzvah Mila is a mitzvah that we do on the eighth day, but the ramifications are for the future. Because now he won't have an Orla Saleh. Now he'll be able to what? He'll be able to learn Torah. With Torah Be'erev Shabbos, so he could Yochel B'Shabbos. And that's what Avraham Avinu did. There was no place that then you can build the base of Mikdash, because every har was worshipped as the Avodah Zorah. So that's what the Rav Nosson Adl explains. When Avram went to the Akedah, Vayaras HaMokom, because it wasn't a har yet. And now he made it a har, and now the fact that they made it a har now, 1,000 years later, there's a mokom that they can have a base of Mikdash, because now that har was kosher. So that's the idea of Osar. That in life, we shouldn't neglect things. Certain things are not so important, you can forget about, but certain things, certain issues that people have, emotional issues with their family members, the different internal strife inside, which sometimes has to be sought out before one can move on in life. And it's better to do it before you need to build the Beis HaMikdash, to have these things sought out. So then you tarach b'erev Shabbos, you take care of the erev Shabbos, but then when Shabbos comes, you'll have what to eat. You take care of the baby when he's 8 days, then when he's ready to go to yeshiva and learn Aleph Beis, he'll vashtay, it'll go in. If you don't give him the bris meal on day 8, he won't be successful in the yeshiva. If Avraham Avinu won't make the har for the Shas HaKedah, there won't be a place to build a Beis HaMikdash. Because we should tarach b'erev Shabbos, yochel b'shabbos. It's only if you tarach b'erev Shabbos is what to eat on Shabbos. That's what Hashem said to the Goyim. You didn't do anything in this world. Now all of a sudden you come to me and you want schar? Where were you on erev Shabbos? What were you doing in erev Shabbos? Meaning, what were you doing? Erev Shabbos means this world. What were you doing in this world? You didn't do anything in this world. So you then have nothing to give you on Shabbos. So that, Rabbi Osei, is just an important yisod. And everyone can understand it based on their own life. Doesn't mean that everyone has, not everyone has to, look at yourself and say, I have, tremendous problems. It's not, you don't have to say, if you don't have problems, it's a Baruch Hashem. But certain times, we life brings certain things, and we have certain issues, and sometimes we harbor these things inside, and if it's not dealt with, so then when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to building the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to you moving on in life, getting a career, getting married, all these things, these impediments could chas v'shalom hold you back. So it's important that Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos Yochel B'Shabbos. So whatever issues you need to take care of, you take care of them on Erev Shabbos. So then, Be'ez Hashem, when Shabbos comes, you'll have what to eat.